Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 31, How to Spot the Bully Client. My name is Pat Iyer. Are you so hungry for work as a legal nurse consultant that you would say yes to any attorney who asked you to provide services? I never thought I would have to answer that question until I met Mr. Senior Partner. Picture the scene. I'm sitting in a conference room with Mr. Senior Partner and two young associates. Mr. Senior Partner is slouched in his chair and glaring at me. He is a prominent plaintiff attorney who invited me to come to his office and bring a sample of a report. I had never worked before for him, but I knew he took significant-sized personal injury cases, and he had obtained some huge verdicts. When I arrived at his law firm, his receptionist escorted me to a conference room where I met the two young male associates. Mr. Partner strolled into the room and said, "Okay, what do you got?" I showed him the sample report I brought, and I explained the role of the nurse to summarize medical records. He flipped through my report, and he saw an illustration that he did not like. "This is sophomoric," he said, as he dismissed the image. I know my mouth must have dropped open in shock at the disdain in his voice. Then he got called out of the room for a few minutes. While he was gone, his associates looked at me in sympathy. Perhaps my discomfort showed on my face, or maybe they were embarrassed by Mr. Partner. "I don't think it's sophomoric, Pat," one of them said. "I think it's helpful." It gets worse. When Mr. Partner returned to the room, I found my discomfort increasing. First, he explained that he had worked with a legal nurse consultant in another state who gave him a lousy expert. I would have sued her, but I found out the LNC had no assets. I'm thinking, this guy could sue me if he's unhappy with what I did. Then he slumped in his chair and he said, "How much do you charge? Everyone wants to put their hand in my pocket." I could think of many places I wanted to put my hand, and his pocket was not one of them. We discussed rates, and he dismissed me. I walked out with a pounding headache. I decided to do some research into Mr. Senior Partner. As I drove home, I was in turmoil, reliving moments in the conference room. An attorney never treated me that way before. Did I want this man's work? Up to that point in my business, I always assumed every attorney with a checkbook and cases was a prospect. Not sure what to do, I called three people whose judgment I trusted. One person had worked for Mr. Senior Partner and described his mood swings. One moment he was pleasant, and the next moment he'd leave caustic messages on her voicemail, and then have no memory of having done so. A second person had worked for him and had trouble collecting on his invoices. The third person was a plaintiff attorney who knew him and had worked with me for years. He said, "Pat, you can choose who you work with. You don't have to be treated like that." I decided that I would reject Mr. Senior Partner's work. I don't believe in burning bridges. I was searching for a way to get out of the possibility of him calling me. So I wrote him a polite letter telling him I was too busy to take on his cases, and if anything changed, I would let him know. A few weeks later, one of the associates called me to ask me to work on a case. I turned down the work. The associate was puzzled, but I did not want to reveal the real reason and put the associate in an uncomfortable position. We marked in our database that we would not work with this firm and would not market to them. A few years later, Mr. Senior Partner's partner called us about a case, and we turned that work down too. Here are the lessons that I learned from that. It was a turning point in my business when I realized I could choose the clients I'd work with. There are many delightful attorneys who appreciate your skills and don't behave like this guy acted. If I encountered such a person again today, I would handle it differently. I would talk with him about the importance of a good fit, that I do my best work for attorneys who I trust. Working with a person under the threat of being sued if he's unhappy does not promote trust. I would tell him that I believed we did not have a good fit and I was not interested in his work. I have never regretted my decision to turn him down. I would have regretted my decision to take his cases. Here are the takeaways. Not all work is good work. Not all clients are desirable ones. Trust your instincts. If you're treated in a demeaning way at the beginning of a relationship, do you think it will be any better as time goes on? If an attorney is rude, unpleasant, or a bully, set your boundaries and define the behavior you will tolerate and what you won't. Most LNCs do not thrive on conflict. Most of us have seen bullying behavior within the healthcare walls. Most of us head in the opposite direction. You have a choice. Don't let hunger for work temper your judgment about the risks of working with unpleasant people. Be sure to check out our related product called Bullying in Healthcare, How It Harms Patients. Bullying does not occur just in the playground or corporate setting. It also happens in healthcare where people's lives are at stake. Bullying in healthcare can have serious consequences to patient care. In this 60-minute training, experts Beth Boynton, RN, and Alan Rosenstein, MD, share their expertise about this potentially very dangerous behavior pattern. Get the training at this link, legalnursebusiness.com/bullying. That's legalnursebusiness.com/bullying. Thanks for listening. Join us next week for a new interview and a new Ayers Insights. This is Pat Iyer. I appreciate you being interested in these topics, and I love the comments that I'm seeing. Stay tuned for more.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.